Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message talking about not compromising. Go with me to Acts chapter 20, verse 20, please. Acts 20, verse 20. This is Paul speaking. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I've showed you and I've taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards the Father and faith toward Yeshua. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide in me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I received of Yeshua to testify of the gospel. See, in whatever he preached, he didn't compromise. And wherever the Father sent him, he didn't compromise. He just went there. Go with me to Romans chapter 6, please. In verse 11, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto the Father through Yeshua. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. See, our biggest enemy is not Satan, is our flesh, because the only access that Satan has to us is through our flesh. Therefore he said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. It's so important what and who we yield to. But yield yourselves unto the Father, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto the Father. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. It's just so important, like in chapter 7, Paul was saying, in verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold unto sin. For that which I do, I allow not. But what I would, that do I not. But what I have, what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then there is no more I to do it, but sin that dwelt in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Verse 23, I see another law of my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? But I thank the Father through Yeshua. You see, so important that we have a helpmate in this battle against sin. The Father, he's inside of us, and he'll give us the strength to overcome. He'll provide a way of escape. In chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Yeshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua had made me free from the law of sin and death. And we have to be very careful in our minds. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against the Father, but is not subject to the law of the Father, neither indeed be. We have to be careful what we watch on TV, what we see in the internet. I mean, what conversations do we carry on with people? It's so important that we don't give any opening to the enemy. Don't give place to the devil. Here's what we need to realize when sin, temptation tries to come our way. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwells in us, then he which raised up Yeshua from the dead shall quicken our mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelt in us. See, we have a helpmate. And when sin or temptation comes, we can just rely on him to strengthen us, to set up a wall against that temptation, a wall against that sin, and provide a way of escape. But we make the deciding vote whether to sin or not. We say yes or no. But we can rely on the Spirit of the Father to strengthen us, to quicken us. We're not alone. Therefore, brethren, as a result, we're not dead as to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if you live after the Spirit, you shall die. But if you do the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. It's only by the Spirit of the Father that we can be strong against sin. We have to give our flesh over to him so he can strengthen us and mortify the deeds of our flesh. When he points out a problem in our life, we have to allow him to take it out, like taking out the garbage. Get rid of it, Father. I don't want it. If it's impatience or jealousy or pride, Father, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Don't fight the Father. You're going to lose anyway. And see, you can rebuke Satan when he's affecting some part of your life, but you can't rebuke the Father. He's not going to stop until he's finished. He's like the potter and wood of clay. And he wants to make sure we don't compromise with all the sin that's floating around, all the things on TV, pornography on the internet, and there's so much junk flying around. We have to be strong, but we can only be strong in him. That's what he's saying. In verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession. The Father makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. You see? We allow him to speak through us. So important, allow him to speak through us in tongues, and let him intercede for us. Because he knows what areas we need to be strengthened in, what areas of our lives. In verse 28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Father, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, all the attacks, all the pressure that's on you, the Father is working in you to bring you to where he wants you to be, being conformed to the image of Yeshua. And it all works together for the good because it's the Father's hand. Sometimes you think Satan is the one who's moving on you, but it's the Father. If you're a little boy and little girl and your Father put his hand on your shoulder, it feels so heavy. And so maybe you feel some pressure, but do you ever think it's from the Father trying to iron out the wrinkles, trying to get the junk out of our lives? Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of Yeshua, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see, that's his purpose, to conform us into the image of Yeshua so the fruit of the Spirit can come out of us. The fruit of the Spirit is describing Yeshua. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And he said there's no law. Nothing can stop you when you allow the Father to bring his fruit out of your life. But it's a matter of yielding to him, turning everything over to him. Stop trying to be holy yourself. We need to turn it over to him. Only he's the one that started the sanctification process, and he's the one that'll complete it. And he's faithful to do it if you allow him to. See, these other scriptures that I'm going to read right now, you can only claim them when you turn your flesh over to the Father. Like in verse 31, what shall we pray then? If the Father be for us, who can be against us? You can only claim that. You can't take a promise out of a promise box and say, that's for me, unless you're allowing the Father to do verse 13. To mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua in verse 29. If you're not doing that, you can't claim these scriptures. The Father before us, who can be against us? It's not going to happen unless he has complete access to every part of our life. That's what he wants. Because he knows the end result, where we're going to be, but we have to allow him to do it on his pace and his power. It may hurt at times that, well, you know, he's using me so much to help a lot of people and everything. Now he's telling me that I'm lifted up in pride. And now he's telling me I have jealousy in my life. Well, he knows, and he wants to use you more. Just because he uses us doesn't mean we have a ticket to heaven. Nowhere does it say that the anointing gets us to heaven. You see, we have to turn the things over to him. We have to allow him to start that sanctification process and complete it and burden out the junk in our lives. And maybe you don't like this type of message, but it's real. Because you got to make sure you go into rapture, and the responsibility is his, but you got to yield to him. He's the boss, we're the horse, okay? We need to allow him to have his way. In verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Yeshua? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? But as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We count as sheep for the slaughter. Now in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You can't claim that promise unless you're allowing him to do verse 13 and verse 29. It's just so important that you let him have his way with you. He knows the end result. And we could talk about other people that didn't compromise, like the three Hebrew children going into the fiery furnace. They said, Nebuchadnezzar, if the Father allows us to burn, we don't care. But if he saves us from this burning, fiery furnace, we're still not going to serve you. Nebuchadnezzar couldn't win anyway. And right after that, they got promoted. Daniel in the lion's den. He refused to pray to the person in authority, Nebuchadnezzar. And he opened up his window of his house like he did three times a day and prayed to the Father. He refused to compromise. The lions couldn't touch him, and he prospered in the kingdom. It's so important you realize that. And even Paul on the island of Melita, after he went through that storm, that hurricane, He was on the island of Melita, and a snake tried to bite him. He just shook it off. Shake off the temptation. Shake off what the devil's trying to get you to do. He can't make you do it. He needs the cooperation of your flesh. He needs you to say, okay, don't. Rely on the Spirit of the Father to strengthen you against that attack. Because he's the greater one inside you. Remember, the devil works for the Father. He works for the same boss that you and I do. Everything is created by the Father and for the Father, and by him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. All were created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. He's got everything under control, and he controls everything and everybody. Turn the battle over to him. That's what he told David, going against Goliath. The battle is mine. That's what he told Jehoshaphat. The battle is mine. He told Moses at the Red Sea, stand still. Tell him to stand still and see your salvation. And he's the one that had to open up the Red Sea. Probably most of them couldn't even swim. He had to open up the Red Sea. But we're going to go to the Father in prayer in just a couple of minutes here. But I just want to mention to you, I've been doing it on my broadcast all week and last week. I have a message on my website called Divorce and Remarriage. It's a very important message. It's at henrywalker.org and click on messages. Because if you've had a divorce and people are telling you can't get remarried, you need to read my article, go to the scriptures in there, go to the Father, and hear from him yourself. Stop listening to people who are not in your situation, and stop listening to people who are basing their opinion on tradition, on reading the Word, without studying the words that are involved in the Word. And also, if you're married and you think about divorce, read my message. Go to the scriptures and go to the Father, because he wants you to have peace in your marriage, peace in your home. If you're not married, peace, just peace in your life, and especially your home. So just talk to him about it. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there. Father, I ask you to do a miracle, a healing and deliverance. Set the people free. Do a miracle where they need it the most, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. I have a website, henrywalker.org, as I mentioned before. It's about 250 prophetic messages on there. Also, I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every feast day, with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. Also, my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, and the things that he did in the Word in those months he wants to repeat. And if you use that book with my biblical calendar page on my website, you can see when each month of the year begins and ends on both calendars up to the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father did certain things in the Word on those hours of the day, and how he wants to repeat them on those hours. There's a certain hour where his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. We need to know that. And also, I've written a book called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. It'll really comfort you so much. And I want to sell these books direct my course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. We're not trying to make any money on these books. Just want to get them into your hands, because they're powerful weapons in these last days. And you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. Or you can go to my website, henrywalker.org, click on contact, and email me your name and address, and we'll get these books out to you. Also, don't forget that this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. But also, if you miss any prior broadcast, you can go to WCNO.com, click on demand, look for God's Timing is Everything, use the hour to go back, click on that, and you'll see all my prior broadcasts, and just listen to the one you want. And also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, you make a check or money order out to New Life Revival, P.O. Box 12309. Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. New Life Revival, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Now remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and